CliffCentral.com. Listen to this. Scientists have been looking at the female brain and they started to discover a couple of things that they didn't expect. Apparently, the female brain often harbors something called male microchimerism. The presence of male DNA that originated from another individual and that are genetically distinct from the cells that make up the rest of the woman's brain. According to the study, 63% of women tested harbored male DNA in their brain, male DNA that was not from a child that they had conceived, that was not from a husband necessarily, or from their father.
Mm.
And they wanted to know where this came from. It doesn't come from the father, because your father's DNA combines with your mother's to create your own unique DNA. So where could it come from? So here are the conclusions. There are only four possible sources of male DNA cells. One, an abortion the woman didn't know about. Two,
Wait a minute.
Yeah, there's no plausible way that she didn't know about.
Yeah. Didn't know about. Right, it's a rare condition that can happen when the fetus is very, very small.
But that's a miscarriage, isn't
correct.
It?
Correct, but you would know about it. So it's a very rare, tiny, tiny possibility of a chance. But they had to list all the possibilities.
Okay.
Number two, a male twin that vanished.
All right. Ooh. You were in your mother's womb with a male twin and then...
Bear in mind, 63% of women tested had male DNA in their brains. Different, distinct genetic DNA that was not theirs. So number two, male twin that vanished. Again, very small possibility. Number three, an older brother transferred by the maternal circulation. So in other words, when you're in the womb, your brother was in maybe a couple of months before, and there might have been some DNA lying around that went into you somehow.
Okay.
Right? Huh. Very small chance of that too.
Uh-huh.
Because a lot of these women didn't have older brothers.
Yeah.
The fourth and only option remaining is sexual intercourse. Considering the fact that 63% of women have male DNA cells residing in the recesses of their brain, which, I mean, it just seems that it's impossible that it could be anything but four. It has to be number four. It has to be sex. So this has massive ramifications. Let's think about it. Every time you as a woman sleep with a man, you absorb some of the sperm that becomes a part of your brain.
Well, no wonder we act like fucking idiots. Yes, sis. I am so fucking tired of being a fucking woman getting tripped over at every single fucking corner. And now it's because of my fucking genetic material that I have no fucking control over.
I listen to you.
Being dickmatized is a real thing now.
So, here's what happens,
Mubs.
You are
dickmatized.
Here's what happens. Some of the women who were autopsied in this study were elderly. They'd been carrying the male DNA inside them for well over 50 years. Sperm is alive. It's in living cells. When it is injected into you, it swims and swims until it crashes into a wall, and then it attaches and burrows in. If it's in your mouth, it swims and climbs into your nasal passages, your inner ear, and behind your eyes. It digs in, enters your bloodstream, and collects in your brain and spine.
This is why you must not swallow, ladies.
It is like a sci-fi movie. It becomes a part of you. You can't get rid of it. And we're now starting to become fully conversant in the power and ramifications of sexual intercourse.
Why? Why is it always us? I'm so
no,
sick
it's not.
Of
no,
it.
No, no, no. Hang on. This could be making you better. You don't know. You don't know. What if you're absorbing the good stuff? What if you're getting the good characteristics?
Now you really do have to analyze the guy's DNA before you vote.
This is why you shouldn't just sleep with anyone.
Because, oh, please.
Oh, because.
Oh, give me a break.
Oh, because.
Like, this isn't a convenient argument for, oh, well, women shouldn't be having as much sex as
no,
men.
No, fuck that shit. No, I'm saying you shouldn't be sleeping with just anyone. What if they've got dangerous DNA that's going to end up in your brain and
like
turn you into
a
nutcase.
You don't want to be boning a dumbass.
But I wonder what this says about people who work in porn.
Oh.
And like, you know, prostitutes. Because that's a lot to take in. In more ways than one, obviously, in light of the story. It's just, wow. I mean, like, personality-wise, like, how does it alter porn stars?
If Ooh. I was smart right now, though, if I was like a scientist or a doctor, I would be using this, you know, to my advantage. Like, yo, don't you want some of my smart DNA?
Right, exactly.
You know.
Yeah, well, there's a pickup line. Do you know, you can have my DNA.
Isn't that interesting?
That is fascinating. CliffCentral.com